Okay, welcome back from lunch. We're going to reconvene. So where we left off just prior to lunch. Well, let me go over a couple housekeeping things again, really quick. Just so we're Director Sarkar's at. Please feel free to bust your plates over there. There is some little leftovers, so if you're continuing to be hungry, feel free to go back. We're going to work through this a little bit. So where we left off was the discussion on how this group is going to move forward in looking at the prioritization. Naomi is going to open up a Word document, and we're going to you will establish the ground rules for which you want to move forward in this, and then we will go back to the applications and get the finalization of the prioritization done. Floor is open for discussion. Mr. Hine.
Could we please pull up the other document that kind of identified tie breaking?
Oh. Are you speaking of the PowerPoint specifically?
Before we broke, you had a document on there. You had a document on there that identified where we were breaking ties.
So again, I think it's important that we have the discussion here. The six applicable criteria that are on there under the Oregon Bond Statute 367-804, these have already been considered as part of your review as the Area Commission on Transportation. They've been scored, and these current scores reflect that. Now, you're welcome to maybe use some of those to weight them differently. And you do have those responses on in your packets, so that might be. Can look at those applications and say, well, this act said this, they didn't agree, so you can look at some of those. So one of the things that we could bring in addition to the overall score, we do have the act score, so we have what your responses were that play into this overall score. So we could also show you that, which would be representative of the applicable substantive criteria shown here. So you could look at that and say, you know, maybe the ACT score could be a point of a conversation for determining the tiebreaker.
Yes, please.
And please, by no means, don't let staff drive us. Yeah. It's your recommendation to the state of the board.
So going back to the prior document, would it be helpful to this group if we weighted those criteria in relationship to determining breaking a tie? Of the applicants that are tied, are there criteria that we would believe is more important than others in deciding what would break the tie? I like Shelley's idea that we should give consideration to the smaller airports because their 5% could be 20% of their budget. But that's not listed as one of the criteria. It would appear if it's our choice to add additional criteria. Would that be correct?
Just so, because it's not listed doesn't mean you can't add it.
But at some point, I think that we're going to have to decide of the criteria that's used in comparing these projects, what are the most important of those criteria that these projects would be.
Given the fact that those criteria have been used already, so I'm going to differ a little bit from you. I'll go back to what I proposed right before lunch and say we can have our own criteria to break ties above and beyond that list of criteria that was just on the screen, and I'm proposing that we use both skin in the game, in other words, the grant percentage match, and equity between airports as two equal not one over the other, but equal criteria to break a tie. Because there's one example here down at the bottom, the 132 score tie. Sisters Eagle Airport has three projects, but they also have more skin in the game. So if we want to decide on that particular one that equity is more of an issue, then we would take skin in the game and not. In other words, the two criteria would be equally weighted, and we could choose which one we want to lean towards, given the particular choices in front of us.
So I'm going to look at. So we do show here in column K, this is the ACT score. So this is the cumulative score of all six of those statutory considerations that looked at, which includes the skin in the game, the longevity, the completeness application, whether or not they represented the questions a certain way. So that is something to be considered.
I apologize if I'm missing the point here, but there's a slide that you initially presented us, this one with the triangle,
yes.
That indicates what the MASH requirement is for each of these categories of airports. So I'm concerned when we say skin in the game, that we ask them to meet a minimum MASH requirement that they have met according to the category of their airport. So it may be that we have a category one airport competing against a category four airport, and the reason the category four airport only has 10% match is because that was their requirement.
That's correct.
Actually, the Excel spreadsheet here, there's a column that shows what their minimum match requirement was, and then column B will show you, you know, if they've overmatched, what their actual match amount is. For example, looking at LeGrand, they were only required to put in 10, but they're putting up 77 points.
But that could be because they have that match from other funding, federal FAA funding, not their local government funding, right?
Yes.
Well, this is priority three.
So, I'm going to have Naomi bring up the slide and speak to what you're at. I think we'll answer your question. If you look at the applicable substantive criteria in 367.804 sub D, it states how much of the cost of the proposed transportation project can be borne by the applicant for the grant from any source other than Connect Oregon. So, to touch a little bit on what Haley stated and to maybe answer your question, is the minimum requirement. Okay, it's based off of the Oregon Aviation Plan. So you have 5 all the way up to 50%. That is their absolute minimum. Now, if there are other sources of funding, for example, we had a project that had FEMA dollars left over from something, and they were going to apply it to one of their economic development projects, that is additional, we're using the term skin in the game, that is additional cost borne by the applicant of a source fund other than Connect Oregon.
And FAA, because if it was an FAA project, it would be in priority one.
That's right.
So it would be.
But yeah, some sort of other funding
be,
other
sure.
than your local government.
It could be.
So I guess when we say skin in the game, we're talking about whether or not they are going above their match requirement.
That's
but,
right.
But comparing airports to each other, the reason the match requirement might be different is because the match requirement is different.
And again, the minimum is the benchmark, right?
Right.
So
that's why,
if
that's
they're only at the benchmark, anything in addition to that is applicable part of the substantive criteria of sub B, where it says anything in addition to that benchmark is a consideration. So that was, I think, the fourth or fifth consideration that you all had on your grading, and you marked that. I think it began at like, I can't remember the numbers exactly off the top of my head, but there are varying categories, and depending on how much in addition to the benchmark they could do, They got a score which is represented in the ACT grade as well as the overall score. Shelly.
Well, and just to make it a little bit more concise, when you do these grants, you understand that if you have the ability to put in more match, it rates you higher. And so everybody that has turned in an application understands that. That's specified in the instructions. And so when you do these projects, you do try and find other additional funding, if at all possible, because it's going to help you in ranking. So if it says 10% here, it's because that's all they could they could scrape together is 10%.
Right. And I guess I just want to make sure we're not comparing 10 to 50% because those were the minimum matches for those two airports. So anything above that is scored higher, but comparing 50 to 10 doesn't mean that 50 has more skin.
Well, and I think that's why Mr. Knight was specifying that, or I'm sorry, was specifying that we need to look at them two different ways, but weight them equally because there is a difference. And I think when we do it that way, then we're
then it's being
comparing equally.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're on the same page. I just have to make sure.
I like Doug's approach. I think you ought to make an emotion. It gives us two things, and I think we should work through these.
So I'm not going to lie. I was not entirely engaged as I was trying to figure out some of the things. So Mr. Dowsey, I'm kind enough. I'd like to capture this for purposes of procedure. Process on this document and the Word document here, and then whomever the chair ends up being can use this as part of the discussion with the State Aviation Board. So, Mr. Dowsey, if you kind enough to sort of reiterate your.
Are we making up something new now?
Yeah, this is a test.
All right, I'll make a motion. My motion is that we have two criteria for breaking ties of the Priority 3 projects. The first priority would be a percent of grant match.
Would that be in addition to the minimum or just total?
The higher the grant match, the better. And the second criteria would be an equity criteria, considering how many grants have already been funded for that particular airport. In other words, well, that does that make sense?
Yeah. So the motion on the table is two criteria for breaking ties for Priority 3 projects. First criteria would be to consider the percentage of match grant. The higher the better. And second criteria would be how many grant applications a particular airport has submitted for consideration. Is this core overall or is this?
I think it's funded. Other funded.
Well, right. Other funded, okay.
Right. Funded ones in priority one and two.
Okay.
If they have three projects and they're all in priority three, you know, that's, we don't need to consider that.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to clarify, Mr. Judd.
Just one other criteria, a little slow to get up on it too, but is safety some of these come down to? I know it's not one of the criteria in the legislative agreement, but the safety part we have too. Somebody say they want a dump truck, somebody else needs a whole runway fix. That might be something worth putting into that criteria.
So, would you consider a friendly amendment on that motion?
So, you're trying to get your emergency generator funded?
I don't think I have an emergency generator on that, actually.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, I think actually one of the criteria is kind of backed up a little bit what the FAA uses is your runways priority, taxiways are secondary, parking areas are third. It kind of falls into that FAA guidelines. I mean, from a pilot point of view, for me, runway's number one. You know, that's the condition of the runways, what kind of situation that is. And I do have a project kind of alludes to that. But, or some other issue, there's trees that need to be cut down, or there's something out there that's a blatant safety issue. Should that override the economic concerns? That's my concern.
So if these two criteria still leave it in limbo, we could go to safety. Would that be the way of putting it?
If with respect to that, there's a motion on the table. I'm waiting for a second. Can I at least just suggest that we now have two criteria for rule breaking and now a third one? Could we please list what we are discussing as our criteria before we actually have a motion to accept the criteria?
So then the first is the percentage of grant match, the higher the better.
Yes.
And the second one, Mr. Dowse's motion, would be the equity criteria, considering how many grants have already been recommended for funding in priorities 1 and 2. Mr. Case suggested that after consideration of these, if a third criteria is required, the ARC could consider safety and those kinds of considerations.
Yes, I'm willing to accept that as part of my motion. So then we'd have three criteria.
We have two and then a super tiebreaker, in my mind, kind of, but I would second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Yes. Did we have a second? Oh, you did.
I slid it right in there.
I think it's very important that we have everyone have an opportunity to speak about what they perceive to be criteria before we. And it's no disrespect to these, because these are excellent, but I'm looking around the table and looking at the face of it. Well, I think I have something else in mind that might be an important criteria. I think it's important that the group has that opportunity to speak up first before we do that, before we vote on this.
And I agree with that, and we'll discuss that in the discussion piece, and if at the end of discussion the vote doesn't count, then we'll go back to the table. So there will be any further discussion.
If I have an airport in my act that has two similar grant applications, how do I know which one they have a priority?
I know the answer to that question within my act. I don't know if the other acts.
Have they talked to you?
No, it's just an example. It's an example. I mean, if I have an airport with two safety grants that they're requesting, it's to use that as a criteria is difficult if I don't know which one it is.
I think that's why you're here representing your particular act.
Right.
So
but
you can make that prioritization. I don't think anybody else can do that for you.
But that's not, if I don't know the answer, then I can't give an objective opinion.
If we need to get into those, we can pull the applications if absolutely necessary.
So if that's the criteria. I'm just stating that.
I think there's a 90% chance that we'll be able to resolve these with the first and the second. But we're going to keep the safety in reserve, and if it comes down to one that's tight, we'll pull off the packages and look at it.
Well, and I just want to say that because it's a hypothetical, it's a little bit harder to wrap your head around. But all of the apps had presentations by the grant applicants. So going through that process, if this was a real two applications, you would have already known. You would have vetted that out in our act meeting. So you would be right on top of knowing which one was the top priority.
Yeah.
Right.
You would know hopefully. The act's choice as right. top priority.
Right.
And
you have the rankings.
You have the rankings. Right. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Because that is a layer of difficult decision making that we did add to this process to include the entire act so that they could then give you some more information that we knew you guys would want.
Ms. Bailey.
In taking my minute to comment on this, I don't mind the criteria, I just don't care for the order as much, I guess. I think there's a lot of complexity in determining how much you can put towards a grant or a project. And so I'm not as comfortable having that be one of the first priorities. For me, I think that's just a complicated issue. And so in my mind, I would not make that my decision point. I do like the equity criteria because especially in the first issuance of the grant, I think there were just some people who were way better capable of putting a shotgun of projects forward, and other smaller airports may not have had that capacity. So I do like the idea of spreading the wealth a little bit, and especially geographically, helping some parts of the state that may not get as much attention. And I would put safety or infrastructure projects above percent of grant match for my decision-making point. And that's just simply because, to me, if you're going to fix your runway so that planes aren't breaking when they land, or if you're going to repair your gas facilities so that you can provide fuel in a safe way, that's more important than extending water or sewer infrastructure for an economic development project. So in my mind, even though under economic development section, safety would, or infrastructure type projects would be more important than the percent of match that you could afford to put.
And I would hope that if your colleagues here have that same, it's not in your vote.
I agree.
Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, I will call the roll. Doug Wright?
Yes.
Gary Judd?
Yes.
Joe Blake?
Yes.
Shelley Humble?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Growth?
Yes.
Growth?
Long O. Don't worry, I understand anything. It's okay.
Yes.
Chuck Covert?
Yes.
Jim Knight?
Yes.
Doug Gauss?
Yes.
Kylie Walker?
Yes.
Craig Pope?
Yes.
Chris Bailey?
There has to be a no. Someone say no. But it doesn't matter, especially.
No, so to clarify, the motion and the second was two criteria for breaking ties for the priority three projects. First priority would be percentage of grant match, the higher the better. Second criteria would be the equity portion, and if needed, a third criteria be the safety. The motion did not pass unanimous, however, majority rule, motion passes, and we use this as our recommendation.
So I probably should have asked this question before we vote. So theoretically, if it gets past the first step, we don't need to do the second one.
That's right.
And now I'm going to let Naomi play with numbers.
Because now you can. She can adjust the thing that matches music.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll take a, would you like staff to show you what that looks like and then come back in a couple minutes so we can recess for another couple minutes?
You would?
Well, we
yeah.
Okay, well,
absolutely.
Let's,
What are you going to show us that we don't have in front of us?
Oh, the order based upon your new motion.
Oh.
Criteria.
Oh, you're just going
to
show
us.
This is a clerical thing so that you don't have to rip all the way through. Can you make it 71A and 71B and 68A and B so that we don't have to generate a whole new sheet?
Can you do that? She'll do that.
Okay. So we'll take just 10 minutes.
Use the Excel.
Is this just on the ties?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just on the
top.
Right.
We're about to take
10 minutes.
I'm the airport director of
the
Valley.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. I'm pretty busy. We're third state.
So now you'll know how to write better.
I agree.
And they might change the rules.